God's not dead, he's merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising. Greed's not good and God's not dead. I don't care what Nietzsche or Ayn Rand said. The blood of every man is red, and I'm not going to war. They justify all the things they do with convoluted logic, and waves still pound upon the sand, and will when they're gone. God's not dead, he's merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising.
It is time for a weekly visit from our favorite social, political, and metaphysical commentator, Les Visible. He writes several blogs right around the globe that expresses reality as it is seen from beyond that smoky mirror of spin and deception, with a style and candor that cuts deep, separating, as it were, the bone from the marrow. And here at Feet to Fire, we experience the audio edition with the powerful poetic delivery of his written message, with a style that you will love or hate, depending upon your desire to be alive and awakened to the light of truth, or remain asleep in the darkness of delusion. Let us take a trip across the pond to somewhere in Europe, and this week's comments from Les Visible.
Hello! Greetings, my friends. Welcome to the Saucer Pod and another meaningful or meaningless galactic transmission, depending on any number of things that influence what computes based on what whomever sees and hears. For myself, as is the case with many readers, I base what I believe to be true on inner resonance. Tonight we are seeking that resonance from the dark side of the moon where we are hovering. And all that nasty static emitted from planet Earth is blocked for a period of time, and I can tune into what's being said at the Alpha Centauri sector, where I am sure that the conversation is more in keeping with my interests. God willing, I'll be allowed to migrate there soon. According to Cliff High, or last time I heard him, tomorrow is D-Day for the global event, which he says should take place between then and tomorrow, and June 1st. I've been getting that California earthquake thing very strongly for a while now. I expect L.A. and San Francisco to be wiped out for all kinds of reasons, and shifting plates and proximity are not at the top of the list as reasons for. I expect that when it happens, not if, that it will change things everywhere. Sad to say, that will be only one of the events that my computations tell me are inevitable. The powers of darkness are poised to inflict their international Kafkaesque nightmare around the globe, and at the same time, the public is starting to wake up finally and push back on things like GMO Frankenfoods. Various countries are now banning them, as well as their ridiculous Punch and Judy police state, not to mention the looting of all the economies, along with the destruction of the currencies and various strange systems they set in place for the purpose of theft, until the systems cease to facilitate the level of theft they desired, at which point they simply set about destroying all of the systems while stealing without shame or the fear that anything would get done by the clowns they had put in place to regulate what they do, which was nothing at all. What this awakening and emergent pushing back has done is to cause the villains of our time to speed up their evil agenda in order to get to their preferred endgame, before a big wave of rising reaction gives them a decidedly different endgame than the one they have been so meticulously employed in bringing about for a very long time. I believe I am digressing into convolution in lieu of revolution. A large part of doing these radio broadcasts is coming up with something to talk about after I have already talked about everything several times by now. So I've sit around and ruminate and speculate and seek to be current and relevant, which are dying arts these days from my side of the equation, in terms of hoping to hear something I've heard before or find out something new, which I can't remember the last time that happened. I keep wishing in one hand, but it is the other hand that is filling up. This is emblematic of the times we live in, all surface and no substance. It didn't happen overnight. It happened across a span of years, though it seems quicker than that now. Maybe that's because it has really sped up in recent times. Some of it has to do with the gene pool being watered down, or maybe it's the chemicals they're putting into the pool. So I have to spend a deal of time reflecting on what I'm going to say when I get around to saying it. usually expect a new generation to show up and initiate the necessary impetus for change, with the assistance of some few members of previous generations who have escaped being, lobotomized, traumatized, cauterized, or simply deceased, along with those who might as well be deceased because they are already resident in one of that endless rank of cattle cars hooked up to the locomotive that pulls the train to nowhere. I believe we're all familiar with nowhere. We may not have been there or stayed there once we got there, but we do have an idea of what nowhere is like. Maybe it's some kind of an intuitive thing. Strangely enough, a lot of places that people consider to be significantly somewhere are actually the suburbs of nowhere. The urban and suburban areas of nowhere are pretty indistinguishable, though the residents of either might beg to differ with me. Still, the way those of us who choose not to live there see nowhere is vastly different from the way that those who consciously choose to live there see it. Or would that be unconsciously choose to live there or see it? Only those who do not choose to live there can see nowhere as it really is. I suppose one of the things I might talk about this evening is the dream factor. The dream takes place within the confines of a web, and one might say that the dream is woven out of the same mind stuff as the web. One might say the web and the dream are the same. One can cogitate on the job duties and character of the spider. Of course, if there's a web, there must be a spider. One can't be faulted for thinking that this spider, like so many spiders, lives on blood and feeds itself upon the dreamers, and that is how people wind up looking all dried out and desiccated at the end of their course. One can easily imagine that it is not just their blood that gets sucked out of them, but their wits as well, and that's pretty easily seen, too. Yeah, maybe I'm just being all fanciful and imaginative here, but that's how it looks to me sometimes. I see life in terms of allegory and fables. Physical manifestations of anything always make me think of invisible causes. I've come to realize that I don't live in the same world that everyone else does, nor do I have a great deal in common with the wider everyone else. I tumbled onto that fairly early, and it was no big jump from there to seeing that everyone lives in a world of their own creation. I know I repeat things, and that is because I find them to be important. One of the things I repeat that I find to be important is the esoteric meaning of the name Adam, which is, drumroll, namer of things. What that tells me is that what you label things as is what they become for you. This puts you in a world of your own creation, where you set the limits and restrictions and embrace the illusions, delusions, and prejudices that make up the complex and slowly hardening personality of anyone at all, but not everyone. This makes for problematic difficulty sometimes because things are also what they are. A central banker is not ever sometimes just a banana or a cigar. It is always a central banker. No doubt there are those of a particular New Age persuasion that believe that central bankers are no less a spark of divine love than anyone else is. Is evil relative? And relative to what? What does one do when defining their world, and their world happens to have mass murderer central bankers who employ mass murderer politicians and a massive population that, at its present rate of devolution, will be down on all fours and grazing in a meadow 10 years from now? Do you love everyone the same? Is this something you do, or does a moment of revelation occur one day when you are capable of that without thought, because it is the natural and single upwelling of your being? What I believe is that you don't try to be what you are not, nor present yourself as something you are not. You can aspire. You can relentlessly refocus the mind in every moment when you realize you've lost that focus, and keep at it and keep at it until one day it truly does become automatic. We are all actors in a time-lapse presentation, a time opera, if you wish, and the role we play is commensurate with what we believe to be true about the world and about ourselves. One of the first things that everyone should hardwire into their minds is that the world is insane. The world is mad, and you become insane when you seek to integrate into it as if it were sane, and that those who cannot integrate are dysfunctional, which they are not necessarily, because the world itself is dysfunctional. So would you be dysfunctional if you were naturally prohibited from integrating into the dysfunctional? If you're unable to move through this world in harmony with yourself, while also recognizing the world is insane, you'd be on your way to a crying, gaining a personalized collection of neuroses, tics, obsessions, compulsions, or any number of personality glitches that would make it possible for you to live in this world and also be able to convince yourself that it was a rational and fair environment. It's not that even in the best of Kali Yuga moments, and It's certainly not that now. Once order and all of the previous sustaining traditions collapse, you're going to be looking at epidemic insanity on all sides, because those things that people depended on to give structure to their reality will have gone, poof, and they wouldn't know where to turn. All because they took the world to be a sane place, populated by sane people, and composed of rational processes, which never were rational. If you're consciously outside of all of this, you're in a much better position than to be in the embrace of it, relying on it, depending on it for sustenance and verification. One should be seeking sustenance and validation from the eternal, that which actually does sustain all life, and that which alone validates and verifies everything in terms of what it is or is not. Now, people hear things like this said, and they just sound like words. Maybe they go into a church and hear someone saying something similar, and they figure, because he's got some kind of a ridiculous outfit on and he's attracted to young boys, that maybe he's in touch with the source of all things. Yes, people go into their churches and they hear their ministers violate all the teachings of the one upon which their church was founded, because their government and the vile parasites who run it have asked them to say these things and be these ways. And it is a very heavy irony that most of the Christian churches are controlled by satanic atheists who manage to write themselves into the scriptures and who manage to commit one horrible crime after another and still manage to have these dodo bird Christians support them and believe they were chosen by God. Well, they are chosen. They are the chosen children of the prince of this world. And this any fool can see simply by observing what it is that these creatures pursue and get up to. The golden calf is not a lorn ornament before the gates of heaven. Their church is not called the synagogue of Satan for no reason. People cannot grasp certain simple and obvious truths because of the dream web and the radio broadcasts that are transmitted across the web. We are listening to Radio Satan. You might laugh to hear this, but it's true. And the radio waves ping off of the desire body and activate appetites for the profits of corporations, all of which are owned and operated by legions of driven demons who do not see themselves as such, but who are yoked to the wheel of Coca-Cola, Monsanto, the chemical factories, the pharmaceutical factories, the arms merchants. And what are you to them? Less than nothing on the train to nowhere. It is an obvious and demonstrable truth that soft drinks are poison. They may or may not kill you today or tomorrow, but sooner or later they will kill you. But they will make you wish you were dead well before that. They're not only allowed to sell you this garbage, but they are outlawing the competition when they are not outright killing the competition. The same people selling you these things also sell you your wars. They sell you the propaganda that makes your heroes into outlaws and elevates the criminal class into respectable members of society, because them what has the gold makes the rules. Speaking of golden rules, which I'm not sure we were, but we are now. And then moving right along, and this is all in a temporary sense, and it is empowered in the temporary sense to imprison you in a much longer sense if you're fool enough to go along with the program. You're merely grist for their mills. Your blood is the lubrication in the gears. There is nothing more contemptible than a slave who celebrates his state and makes war upon those who are targeted by their masters. All of this is for the purpose of demonstration, to see if you are inclined to go along with the agenda of your oppressors while you assist in your own oppression, or whether you can see through this masquerade and align yourself with the invisible hierarchy, which actually does run everything, though this may not be so easily seen. It all comes down to being fooled and mesmerized by appearances. It all has to do with your attractions being manipulated by those who carrot and stick you to the very gates of hell. All right, enough fire and brimstone for the moment. This all comes of being a dreamer on the web. Awakened dreamer, into the light of the eternal reality, which correctly identifies everything it shines upon, and which is truly articulated by everyone it shines through. I'm not telling you anything new. These things have been said in different ways by different people across the span of recorded and forgotten history. It's really simple. You search for God or you pursue the things of the world. At some point in time when you pursue God, you get to the things of the world anyway, insofar as any of them might apply to you or your needs or what you need to learn from them. One of the things you're sure to find in pursuit of the divine is yourself. It's been said many times that your true self is the divine. It is the timeless and eternal divine that resides behind every personality facade. Should you be able to make contact with the internal divine, then the divine within you will be communicating with the divine and everyone you meet. And this is a very important thing to keep in mind. Always speak to the divine in others, and it will be a far greater joy then should you be communicating with the devils inside? Either might be present, and both are possible generally, unless you're treating with angels unaware. We very often invoke the beings that we encounter. No one hears anything till they're ready. This means they don't understand it even if they do hear it. Say your piece and go your way. If you can see that what you have to say will result in nothing but argument or contempt, have the good sense to keep it to yourself. Natural and supernatural magnetism will bring you into the right company by and by. As has been stated over and over, it doesn't matter what other people do. What matters is what you do. What others believe and spend their life in the service of is something their karma requires in order to bring them through the changes necessary for them to see what is, as opposed to the fabrications built on self-interest that take the place of the true divine. This is the meaning of serving false gods. Gods created to serve the appetite of the false self. You can't tell people what they don't want to learn or hear. You can't tell people what they don't want to hear. You can't tell them. Sooner or later in their lives, people reach some level of compromise, and up pops a shake-and-bake deity to represent what they have decided to be true. Truth cannot be achieved by any assessments of reason or logic. Truth is revealed only. It is only gained through revelation. Truth comes through revelation and is the gracious fruit of the divine. It is a gift bestowed upon those who love it enough to merit its presence in their lives. It only comes through sacrifice and tireless industry in the pursuit of it. People argue endlessly about the inconsequential. If they survived any kind of age, they become the prisoners of appetite and attractions that did not make it their business to control earlier on. They wind up weak and bewildered. Sanctuary is concealed from the eyes of the profane. Those who resist coming into accord with their higher nature wind up insane, while those who do come into accord appear insane to those who are insane. It is the essential condition of insanity not to see clearly, but to be in possession of one lens filter or another that distorts what is into what is not. If you don't deal with it now, sooner or later it'll deal with you. It is an inevitable meeting somewhere on the road to nowhere. We get all messed up because we are hemmed in on all sides by reports of sensation. In times of materialism, sensation runs riot through experience and unveils everything of value in the service of the immediate and impermanent. We are engulfed and consumed in the flames of appetite. It's not what we really want, and so, as a result, it goes on and on and on until all longing has been incinerated and serenity and tranquility can finally enter in. How long it takes is an individual matter. I've heard it said that it can take a very, very long time. I would rather it not, but that's me. All right, my friends, we've come once again to the end of another broadcast, and I will see you next week, if there is one, and no global event intrudes. In the meantime, it is my sincere prayer that light will shine upon us all and shine out from us as well. We need more light. That said, hail Lord Jesus Christ! Greetings, Lord Ganesha. Om Amitabha. La ilaha illallahu. Hare Krishna. Carry on, Baha'u'llah. Aloha and Aru.
God's not dead, he's merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising. God's not dead, merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising.
Feet to Fire is a production of IPS Media Works on the OnSync Radio Network of Stations.